recording right now.
Alright.
I just really like that song.
Alright.
Oh, you got him going to work for you.
Ah, here we go.
Does he get commission out of this?
Ladies and gentlemen, head coach of the Pirates.
I wanted to get all our players out of here.
Yes,
I wanted to get all of that done. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
How are you?
How was your day?
Good.
Sounded good on the radio.
I feel like your weight has been taken off our shoulder with finally finishing. Oh, excuse me. Finally finishing spring ball with everything. But a lot of positives, a lot of negatives. Biggest things come across, I think there are a couple skilled players who really stepped up today. I thought Jamar Bryant really did a good job. It was nice to see the three running backs run as hard as they did. I think those three are going to be fine. I was really pleased with some of the skilled players who stepped up. Really like our defensive line. I think our defensive line could be really good. Our offensive line is still really young and they still make a lot of mistakes. Right now there is when you take the offensive line and you split them in half, and put them on two teams, we don't have two offensive lines yet. That was pretty obvious from today. You know, you look at it and it's like one guy continues to get beat and everybody looks bad. We're still not there and we've got to learn to make all the little adjustments. I mean, Coach Hudson was doing some things defensively to give them a little different look, and I do not think they adapted very well. And all of a sudden, a game-like situation like this, you find how's a guy going to play when there's not a coach behind him yelling, you know, hard, making all the calls for you and all those adjustment things that goes on during the scrimmage and during practice. And all of a sudden, we don't pick those things up and you see where we are. We still have a ways to go up there. We need every day we can get from now to our first game, but I'm pleased with the progress we're making right now. Really pleased with the progress. You know, the quarterback situation, I thought Rob Cass really played pretty well today. I don't think any of the three did a lot of really foolish things. You know, there's some things, I know Patrick Pinckney's last interception, the receiver ran the wrong route. You know, there's some things like that may make the quarterback look bad, but it's not always his fault. But I thought the quarterbacks did some pretty good things today, but I thought Rob really kind of distinguished himself today. I thought he really played well, and it was good to see him get in front of a crowd like that and play as well as he did, and he made some really nice throws. I believe he was a quarterback on all three touchdown drives. Yes, he did. I mean, he really hit a couple of them. Hit Philip Henry there on the very first drive that came down to this end. And I thought just threw a great strike to Jamar Bryant there over the middle of the field, who was very well covered. You know, had about a half step there, and Jamar made a nice adjustment to the ball and made a nice catch. But he does, and that's Rob's strength. You know, when you look at Patrick Pinckney's athleticism, you look at Brett Clay's kind of the combination of the two, but Rob Cass may not have the feet the other two have, but he is a big body that can stand in there and take a shot and throw the ball, and he does it extremely well.
You feel good about where they're
coming into this fall.
What's that?
How encouraged are you coming into this fall after you
in encouraged because I think we are better in so many positions, but still not satisfied. We're not ready to play. We're a long way away from being ready to play. Encouraged because I think we're making some gains, we're growing, we're making some strides, but we're a long way away from being where we need to be at this point to be able to be competitive against the schedule that we have, especially early in the season.
How important is the summer for the guys?
The summer's critical. This is phase three. We went through phase one, which is the winter workouts and the bigger, stronger, faster mentality in the weight room during the winter. Then we go through spring ball, which today kind of finished that up with our 15th practice today. That I think we made some strides with what we're trying to do, but now the most important thing we're doing is this summer. And I think the only time that's not really regulated by the NCAA is the summer. I mean, there's no limitation to the type of commitment that your athletes can make. And I think if this team wants to make the type of strides that we have to make, they understand how important the summer has to be to us. Everybody in the country got 15 practices, you know, everybody. So Virginia Tech got 15 to get better. So everybody kind of got those 15 practices. Everybody goes through winter workouts. We really got to make some ground up when we get into the summer, and it's going to be critical to our success in the fall.
If you could grade the spring, what would it be overall?
I don't know. Probably every position would receive a different grade. You know, going through it, I think the development and the improvement of the offensive line, I would say an A, because I'm so excited to have 12 or 13 bodies that were rolling in there. Ready to play, a C or a D, you know, as far as when you put the five together and them really being ready to play. So I think there's just a lot of variables. The only thing that you can really grade at this point, I know their attitude, their effort, their toughness, and their desire to be good, and the way they came out here and competed all spring, I give them an A. I think this team wants to be good, and we say it all the time. The only thing we can control is let's make sure we're as good as we can be, and the only way we can do that is by coming out here every day and giving great effort, and this football team is doing that.
Thanks, coach.
Thank you, officers. Mike,
how about that?